All right, let's sink our teeth into this juicy topic of human multitasking. Imagine you're in a bustling street market, a sensory overload with every sight, sound, and smell wrestling for your attention. This is multitasking in its rawest form. It's like being a street vendor juggling knives. You're flipping between tasks, trying not to get caught. Now, let's break down this complex beast. It changes as we age, from the tentative steps in childhood to the careful strides in old age. This journey through our mind's ability to handle life's demands is as enlightening as it is relentless. First up, the brain battle in multitasking. Our brains are impressive machines, but they're not bulletproof. Multitasking is like putting two heavyweights in a ring, both vying for the same neural pathways. It's like traffic chaos at a busy intersection, especially when tasks involve your eyes, like driving and talking on the phone. The tougher the task, the more intense the brain brawl. Now, think about texting while driving. You're at the wheel, phone buzzes, and you sneak a peek. That split second could mean missing a red light or not seeing a car braking. The deeper you're in that conversation, the higher your risk of an accident. Let's talk about different multitasking skills. Surgeons, for instance, are pros at juggling tasks in an operating room, much better than beginners. It's about how their brains have adapted to multitasking under pressure. Moving on to multitasking through the ages. For kids, it's a rough ride. It's like learning to ride a bike on uneven terrain. They slow down, they wobble. But as they grow, their multitasking skills improve, albeit slowly. As we age, our multitasking abilities start to wane. Older folks are slower and more careful when handling multiple tasks. Their brains work differently, but it's not all downhill. Seniors can train to improve their multitasking skills, simple exercises, like walking on a treadmill while thinking of a grocery list and help. Multitasking isn't just about brain power. It affects our emotions, too. Trying to handle too much at once can increase stress levels, leaving you feeling drained. Knowing when to step back is crucial. Safety is paramount. There are moments when you must focus on a single task, especially in potentially dangerous situations. It's not just about being efficient. It's about staying whole. In conclusion, multitasking is like walking a tightrope. It's about finding that balance, being efficient without overloading. Whether you're a kid learning the ropes, an adult in the thick of it, or a senior perfecting your technique, understand your limits and play to your strengths. Don't overreach. Keep it cool. Keep it safe. Sometimes the best move is to take a step back and focus on one thing at a time. In our fast-paced world, where multitasking is the norm, it's easy to get caught up. But being a multitasking maestro isn't about doing everything at once. It's about knowing when to speed up, slow down, and when to say, "Let's take this one step at a time." So that's the lowdown on human multitasking. Stripped to the essentials, whether you're a brainy surgeon, a curious kid, or a wise elder. Remember, multitasking is a slice of life, not the whole pie. Keep it balanced, keep it real, and you'll navigate this hectic world just fine.